And good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning. It's a blessing to have you joining me this morning. It's a blessing to listen to this podcast this morning. I am grateful and thankful this morning that the Lord God has given all of us an open door this morning. Wide open. Open door. A door of blessings. A door of obedience, a door of opportunities, a door of greatness in the Lord, a door through which God will show His grace and His mercy to all mankind, a door that is open today for you, that the Lord is calling you, that the Lord has chosen you, that the Lord has handpicked you. This morning, I'm grateful and thankful for that. Welcome to the Voice of Grace, the city of transformation, a place where we are helping people discover and fulfill their God-given destiny, a place where we are doing the work of an evangelist, a place also where we are loving and caring for each other, encouraging each other, building up each other. You are in the right place this morning. I'm grateful this morning, and I wanted to encourage you this morning to join me also at 7 p.m. today on Facebook for our usual Wednesday night Bible study as we are in St. John chapter 18. Join me tonight. I believe God's word is going to speak to every one of us. So put that on your calendar to join me tonight at 7 p.m. on Facebook, on YouTube. This morning, for our devotional meditation this morning, I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 30. And I'm reading this morning from the New King James Version, and it reads, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. And where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things of which I despise, God has chosen. And the things on which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh shall glory in his presence, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. What a beautiful passage this morning to meditate on. The foolish are called. The weak are called. The weak are called. God has called you. God has chosen you. You who the world considered to be foolish. You who the world considered you to be weak. You who the world considered you to not be noble. God has chosen you. You are chosen by God. God has called you. You who the world has despised you, God has called you. You who are rejected by this world, God has called you. You who are abandoned, God has called you. You who nobody cares about, God has called you. God has called you to make something great out of you. God has called you to do something marvelous in and through you. You are chosen. You are loved. You are called. You are chosen. You are the child of the living God. You are received. You are accepted by God. This morning, I want you to know that you are loved. You are made in His image. You are called. You are accepted. You are chosen for great and mighty things. God, grace is upon you. God's hands are upon you. God's hands is with you. God is with you. God is going to see you through. God is going to carry you through. God is going to set you on high mountains. God is going to take you among the greatest. Because God has chosen you. Be blessed and stay blessed. God bless you.